Seeking validation from a friend is not always good. Awakening and success. Let us discuss on the subject of awakening and success, perceived through the lens of relationships, introspection, and transformation. Often, we find ourselves in the company of those who echo our sentiments, those who nod in agreement with our complaints, our anger, our sadness. It is easy to mistake this echo for a sign of a good friendship. And indeed, having companions who sympathize with us and offer solace during times of distress can be comforting, like a warm blanket on a cold, cold night. However, it is essential to recognize that this comfort might not always serve our growth, especially on a spiritual plane. Imagine that you are a seed. When planted in the soil, it's dark and you are surrounded by moist earth. In this darkness, you feel secure. This is akin to being surrounded by friends who agree with your negative state of mind. But to grow, you must strive to break free from this secure darkness, push through the earth, and reach out towards the sun, the light. In this journey, criticism is like the gardener who watered you, trimmed your leaves, and directed you towards the sun. It might feel uncomfortable, painful even, but it's essential for your growth. What does a seed lose when it sprouts? It loses its shell, its form, but it gains life, it becomes a plant. Similarly, criticism might hurt your ego, but it also provides you an opportunity to shed your old ways and become a better, wiser version of yourself. To truly awaken, it's crucial to introspect. When you find yourself enveloped in negativity, instead of seeking validation from your friends, look within. Ask yourself, why are you allowing your emotions to be dominated by negativity? What can you learn from it? How can you transcend it? Life is filled with dualities. Good or bad, right or wrong, happy or sad, they're two sides of the same coin. It's easy to get entangled in these dualities, but the path to awakening lies in recognizing them and then moving beyond. Understand that every situation, every person, every emotion is a teacher. They all have something to teach you, and it's up to you to learn. Every thought that crosses our mind, every emotion we feel, and every sensation we experience, contributes to the evolution of our consciousness. And it is in this evolution that our spiritual energy thrives and grows. Take a moment to observe your thoughts. Are they empowering or are they limiting? Are they filled with love or dominated by fear? Your thoughts are not just abstract entities, but powerful vibrations that impact your spiritual energies and your ability to manifest your desires. When you find yourself gripped by negative thoughts or emotions, do not suppress or fight them. Instead, acknowledge them, understand them, and then let them pass like clouds in the sky. This awareness, this mindfulness, allows you to shift your energy from negativity to positivity, from fear to love, from limitations to possibilities. And it is in this shift that you begin to manifest your desires, you begin to transform. However, growth and evolution are not always comfortable. They often require you to step out of your comfort zone, to embrace uncertainty, and to be open to new experiences, new learnings. Like a butterfly emerging from its cocoon, it's a process that demands patience, perseverance, and most importantly, courage. Success is not just about achieving materialistic wealth or recognition. True success lies in your ability to grow, to evolve, to transform. It lies in your ability to see the cup as half full and half empty, to embrace both with equanimity. So, always remember, A good friend is not just one who stands by your side in your pain, but also one who points out your mistakes and helps you grow. Be like a lotus, which blooms in muddy waters. Embrace the mud, the negativity, and let it nourish your growth. Rise above it and bloom into a beautiful flower. This is the path to true awakening and success.